Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you today. Well, coming up on Saturday, the next in the series of programs at Mulberry Center Church will be presented. This time it has to do with Webster City and the Civil War, a war that made news well over 150 years ago. Michael Eckers is my guest on today's show. And Mike, a very good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along here today, and you're a brand-new resident to Webster City, I understand. Originally, you lived in Owatonna, Minnesota, just off I-35, home of the insurance company, and so on and so forth.
And Cabela's, yep.
Oh, that's right. Good old Cabela's when you make your way to the and from the Twin Cities off
right.
Interstate 35. But we're glad to talk with you today. So you're originally from Minnesota, right?
Yes, I was. I grew up a city kid in one of the suburbs of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent 4 years in the Navy in San Diego and ended up staying out there for another, I think, 13 years or so. And so now my wife and I are back here having raised our kids in Minnesota.
Well, we're glad to have you here in Webster City. So, Mike, let's find out about this program you're presenting at Mulberry Center Church. So, as I say, you're new to Webster City, so you're talking all about the history of the Civil War this coming Saturday.
I kind of start out my talk with an overview of conditions, you know, what the Civil War really was about, and populations, and where Iowa fit in with that, and then get down to talking about Hamilton County, how many guys enlisted from Hamilton County, and then we get into Webster City. I find it interesting that in Graceland there are about 160 Civil War vets buried here, and they represent virtually every state in the Union at the time of the war, and their stories would have covered all of the major engagements of the Civil War if they were all together at one meeting, for example. So it's an interesting bunch of people I have living across the street from our house. Or not living, residing across the street. Mm-hmm. So.
And you did a lot of research into this, Michael.
Yeah, I've been looking at who's who in Graceland for several months now, since probably the end of winter. And, have pretty much, I don't know that I've found everybody, but I've looked at everybody I can locate without going grave by grave. So,
what was the most interesting one that you discovered in your research?
Oh, my.
Good question.
We ran across a couple of guys this morning. I ran across a gentleman that was a volunteer in the 1st California Cavalry. And it's interesting that someone who would serve in the cavalry in California would come and to Webster City after the war and spend the remainder of his life here. And he's now been residing since the early 1900s here. So I find that very interesting that he would move this way, because most Americans were moving out there. So.
And you've been doing this for quite some time. Did you do this the same before you made the move to Webster City, like Owatonna, Minnesota? And
yeah, other places? I actually authored a book in 2009 on a small town, about 800 people in Minnesota. It was called Wauseoja, and documented a couple dozen guys who were part of a company in the 2nd Minnesota Infantry, and wrote a book called The Boys of Wauseoja, and that led to a very large reenactment that took place in 2011 up there. We had about, I don't know, almost 2,000 reenactors and about 14,000 spectators in 2 days, 3 days. So that was a big event. It was a lot of work. Writing the book was the easy part, I think. So,
I'm sure it was. So, Wauseoja, where exactly is that at there, Mike?
Well, if you think Dodge Center, which is halfway between Owatonna and Rochester on Highway 14.
Yeah.
So I happened to be the postmaster of Dodge Center at that time, and that's how I found out about Wauseoja. And Wauseoja is just a part of the delivery area of Dodge Center. I think they've got 50 residents now, but quite the history. Originally, there was a guy by the name of William Mayo who owned land there and was going to build his doctor's office there. But after the Civil War, he changed his mind and actually built a clinic over in Rochester, which became the Mayo Clinic. So,
yes, and of course, it's a well-respected place of health and well-being.
Yeah, and that could have been in Wauseoja.
Yes, Mayo Clinic has done a world of good, and for not only Rochester, but for the entire globe. For that
Absolutely.
Metal. Very important health center there in Rochester. So your program is set for 1 o'clock coming up on Saturday afternoon there, Michael.
Correct.
Will you have books available to
people?
I will have books.
I've authored seven works, everything from a little sit down during a coffee break in the post office, look at what it was like to be a mailman a couple decades ago, and then some works on the Civil War, World War II. I wrote my latest novel is about five Iowa boys who fought in World War II, based on five very real guys from Mason City. I just happened to write them as being from Ames, because I was more familiar with this part of Iowa, having spent summers in my daughter's driveway in Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm. And of course, your daughter has done some work for the city of Ellsworth in recent years.
Yeah, and she's the main street coordinator for Jewell. And so her love of history, architecturally, et cetera, and mine for maybe more the people who live there.
Sure.
Comes together. We've done some things together that have been fun, too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So once again, your presentation about the Civil War in Webster City will be staged this coming Saturday afternoon. It's June 24th, starting at 1. That's at the Mulberry Center Church. That's located just off Superior in Ohio in Webster City. And it's a place Webster City can be proud of. We got the church there.
Beautiful.
Yep.
It's, I love the whole Wilson Brewer Park. It's just the buildings there are amazing. So all well worth saving, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, we'll see if we can get a great turnout coming up this Saturday for your program at Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. And thanks for joining me today on the Community Corner.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Very good. More of the Community Corner, more to come right after this.